Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on this show earlier this morning. All business, Mike Vrabel, after a win, and honestly, after a blowout. And I like that. I like that. He's never going to get too high. He's never going to be too low. So,
feisty. And,
yeah, that he is.
Yeah, and I guess the way he does his interviews, he's been called a combination of Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. I think he's more Bill Parcells than he is Bill Belichick.
I will say that he does. I always remember that when the Patriots would win, you would expect a more jovial Bill Belichick, and he would be more dour. And then oftentimes after a loss, I guess he was kind of the same with us.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I think Vrabel, it's good news for Patriots fans that he was the way he was this morning, because he sees that there's more to pull out of this team, that they may have a season here, that yesterday, we all said going into the weekend, they had to make that a game we weren't worried about in the fourth quarter. They needed to win in a dominant fashion at home against an inferior team.
Yeah.
And they did that going away, and I feel like, you know, obviously they're 8.5-point underdogs to Buffalo. They should be big underdogs in Buffalo. Buffalo's 4-0. But Buffalo's defense hasn't been great this year. Yesterday, I think the Saints are the worst team in the NFL.
Right.
And they were within a one score of that game in Buffalo yesterday. You're going to have Sunday night. Bills Mafia is going to be bombed. It should be a good environment. And I think he feels like that they could, you know, keep it good, keep it close.
And Courtney, once again, just lighting the journalism and media world on fire, because the fact that Vrabel was like, well, we're going to have, like, this is now everything that everybody's going to talk about is like, what doesn't Steph Diggs, or what makes him feel that he's, whatever.
5 out of 10, he's halfway there.
You know.
When it comes to being comfortable. I also
found his answer when I fumbled that Ty Law joke about Ramondre.
Call it Ramondre.
Ramondre, that joke. He doesn't put any pressure on Ramondre Stevenson. Like, even then, he talked more about the interceptions than he did fumbles, like the turnover battle. And it just, to me, came across like Ramondre Stevenson, he sees something special in Ramondre. And when it comes to turnovers, he's not going
to. Well, I think what he sees special in him is that the roster is not that great. And so they have got to do whatever they can.
I think that's a change in how these athletes are. Because when Vrabel was coming up and Wiggy was coming up, you had coaches that would make examples out of players.
Right.
And I just don't think the next generation, Mike's got a son who is, you know, went to Boston College, played at D1. He's closely connected to that next generation of athlete. And I think it's just sort of, they don't respond well to it. And we can lament the existence of it or say that it was better when people were held accountable. But either way, he's not going to embarrass someone just because everybody thinks he should.
No, I'm assuming it was intentional because of the script, but they went right to him yesterday.
Right.
So I'm assuming that that was their intention, is to
show confidence
and,
and it's kind of true, right? He was embarrassed. Everybody was mocking him everywhere. It's not like Ramondre had an easy week in between last game and this game. Like, he was the reason they lost, according to fans. He was mocked all over social media.
No, I'm assuming Bill would have sat him this week. I think Gerard Mayo probably would have said that he was sat, but then he would have started.
Right. And then they would have said, who's Marcus Jones? Why is he on offense?
And so it's a different approach, certainly, is showing the confidence to guys when they need it the most.
But that's a connection, I think, Wiggy, you could speak to it, but like, that Vrabel's a player and a coach, and the guys in this locker room are trying to get to know him. Obviously, they're just starting this year. But I feel like you might lose some credibility in that locker room if you just go out of your way to punish a guy when he fumbled the ball, when everybody on the team basically said, Ramondre is one of our best players. Like,
right.
We stand behind him. Like, I don't know how that works in a locker room.
I think the biggest thing is, like, you got to know how to discipline a guy and hold a guy accountable, but also give them a little bit of leash, right? And when you look at kind of where they were, Ramondre, that was the first game that he fumbled in, if I'm correct, was the
Steelers.
The Steelers game. And
he fumbled earlier in the season.
Did he fumble earlier in the
season? Did he not? Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yes, he did.
All right, so.
I think.
All right.
Yeah,
I guess the point,
he fumbled eight times last season.
But that's last year.
Yeah.
So it's a new coaching staff. So we're going to give you a little bit of leash to prove yourself. And then, so now we're in a position, Ramondre, we're going to give you an opportunity. And because we don't want you to completely lose confidence. But if you do it again, I could see Vrabel then maybe taking away a lot more carries from Ramondre Stevenson moving forward if he does fumble again, rather than just maybe throwing him right away into the doghouse. Because you're right, Curtis, you don't want to necessarily lose a guy when you don't have to.
Right, and what are you going to do to a guy who after the game said, and I would have benched him. That's how I would have approached it, but I understand the other side of this, because you have Ramondre after the game saying, if I fumble, I'm losing my only job is to hold on to the football. If I can't hold on to the football, I lose my job.
And you guys were right. That was the first time you fumbled the season.
Yeah. Right. So then you just, like, you're a new coach with a new guy, and yes, he might
have.
It was
the first three times that he fumbled.
Twice.
Yeah, and he might,
so too, yeah.
And he
that's
might
a Baker's
have,
dozen.
And granted, he might have had fumble issues last year, but a new coach always comes in and goes, what you did the last year is last year. We are starting it with a clean slate here. And now he fumbled, and they probably said to him, we're coming back to you early. And if you continue to fumble, then that's when we're going to ultimately shorten your leash, and you won't get nearly as many carries as that we're going to kind of give you.
Well, yeah. And I think he did. We talked about it earlier, talked about it with Boomer, but I think he did a similar thing with Bob Douglas, where post-game he went out of his way to talk about him blocking and talk about how important that was. So,
because everybody responds to...
I like that about him.
Right. Everybody responds to things like differently. Some guys, you can't yell at certain guys because certain guys will completely go in the shell. So you can't be like yelling and screaming at them. It just... The Parcells days are very difficult to do nowadays when it comes to coaching guys.
And wouldn't you say that we actually heard the difference today, where Courtney's question about Steph Diggs, he immediately went after Steph in a way that was adversarial, whereas when he talks about other guys, so depending on the player, if you're an established all-pro like Steph Diggs making $20 million, Mike Vrabel's going to hold you publicly to a higher account, whereas if you're being mocked and ridiculed all over Boston, he's not going to go out of his way to add to it with Pop Douglas or Ramondre.
And he also knows your personality. Maybe Diggs can handle that.
Right.
With some guys can't. You know, it's like in this business, some people have thick skin, some people don't. So you have to learn how to handle those people accordingly. And that's what he has to do as a coach, because everybody's personality is different. You could scream and yell at me all day long. It'll make me better and motivate me. Some guys will completely go in a shell and it doesn't work, so you have to kind of handle them with kid gloves.
Who is the person you saw get most ruined by Belichick or Parcells, if you had a teammate that, like, just couldn't handle their coaching?
I don't think I ever seen anybody that I would say get ruined. I'd really have to think, because I don't know. I'd have to think about
who was Belichick or Parcells the hardest on that you saw?
Parcells and Belichick were always hard on everybody, but even the guys that they expected the most from, they would be even hotter on those guys.
Like, wasn't Belichick really bad when it came to Tom?
Yeah, with Brady. Yeah. You know, and Parcells would, like, go after Keyshawn. He would go after Keyshawn Johnson, but he had a high standard for Keyshawn, and, you know, but Keyshawn could go right back at him because he could talk the talk and walk the walk, but generally Parcells went after the better players.
All right, well, we are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Coming up, we will get to Hill Notes, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcand Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots take down the Panthers 42-13. The final at Gillette. Drake May completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and two touchdowns, rushing in for a third. No turnovers in this one. You can go back on the Odyssey app to listen to what Mike Vrabel had to say about that. The stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Let's go with Marcus Jones, who became the franchise leader in punt return yards after his punt return touchdown and then another 61-yard return. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, we got the big announcement for Super Bowl halftime show this year. Bad Bunny is the guy. And the Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. A tough night for Baltimore as Lamar Jackson went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluations done today. Monday Night Football sees the Jets at Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15. The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night. They then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers and win last night's 4-3. So we've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball tomorrow. The Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, they had a chance to come all the way back yesterday, but they were unable to close it. Euro wins it 15-13. The big Celtics news over the weekend, Al Horford is heading to Golden State. He verbally committed to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up, we've got your Hill Notes.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that is the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, Keegan Bradley.
Who, is this Bad Bunny?
who we had on the show long enough ago that what happened this weekend is not Hillman Jinks.
Adjacent.
No, it's not.
A poor job by the – I love Keegan. We all love Keegan.
Yeah.
Rough weekend.
Little sour grapey there. I agree with him that the rules should change, but that's not why you lost. You ran into Fleetwood Mac is what you ran into, and you ran into those European players being better than you were. Yeah. So,
Why is England allowed on the Ryder Cup team from Europe when they had Brexit? Like, they're not even in the EU anymore.
Well, I think that it's the general continent.
Even on the continent.
Well, yeah, I mean, you lived there, so
It's somewhat hypocritical. But, yeah, hey, this is the best day that Europe will have for 2 years. Let them enjoy it, and we'll just come here and earn a living again.
Well, in hindsight, if your guy can't play, then you should be SOL.
Yeah.
In every other sport, that's the case. Give me another sport. Like in tennis, when your opponent can't play, they retire the match, you advance.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So simple.
Oh, yeah. They don't have where somebody who's waiting in the wings they can bring up?
Nope, just advance past that person.
All right.
So it should be the case at Ryder Cup. But I will say, you and I were talking yesterday morning at the great Greg Hill Foundation event for with Jameson at the Lincoln in Southie, and I was just so pissed that we lost Sunday because I was like, this was going to be such a great day.
It turned into an
awesome day.
It really did.
So I give him credit for making it interesting. It was unbelievable. That shot out of the bunker by Henley was I sent a text to the group when I saw where it landed. I said, "Up, ball game."
Yeah.
And then, bam, he got within 10 feet. That was the balls on him to do that in that spot.
Well, and if Scottie Scheffler shows up, and doesn't wait till Sunday to half show up, then I think it's different. But
why is it that the best golfers suck at these team sports with golf? Like Tiger always sucked in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are guys who you can count on over and over and over again. I think
Justin Thomas ends up being somebody that you can count on. Chime, do you think that's unfair? But you don't put the loss on that, right? The withdrawal.
No, I don't put the loss on the withdrawal. You lost in those foursomes. That's where you lost. Like, you just, you get two more points out of that, and you win the whole thing. Like, you dominated in one-on-ones, it felt like. And it felt like that almost all of Sunday. But I think with Scotty, and, like, even with Tiger, too, they play so conservatively. And the way Scotty plays is he doesn't even always get a lead and kind of run away. He just, like, chokes the life out of his opponents. And it's really hard to do in one round of 18 holes. That's why he's so successful when it's a four-day tournament, because he's just constantly shooting 2-under, 3-under par. Every once in a while, he'll shoot 7 or 8 under. But most of the time, it's just like a slow death he brings to his opponents that you cannot do in this kind of match play.
But do you also think that maybe, and Curtis, I'll ask you and you guys about this, do you think it's that the reason why some people get into individual sports is they don't want the pressure of other people depending on them?
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? So, like, for Tiger or whoever, they look at it like, if it's me, the only person that is putting pressure on me or I have to worry about is me, where now when I'm a team sport, now I got to worry about this other guy depending on me, and maybe they don't play as well because the pressure of somebody else depending on them.
That's a good take.
Maybe. I mean, I just think I don't think that's a reason why they get into golf. I think they get into golf because they're
– Well, some people, like, don't like to be team sports. You know, there are athletes who talk about – you know, you hear from a lot of boxers.
Or gymnasts.
Boxers who say, you know, I want it to be all on me. I don't want to have to worry about – somebody else doing something in order for me to win.
Or letting somebody else down.
Yeah,
like the pressure of that they don't like.
That's right. What you hear from a lot of boxers.
But Michael Phelps does great in the relay just as well as he does on his own. I know it's not a sport, according to you, but
track
and field.
But I mean, Scottie Scheffler, Wiggy, is, and I know you don't watch any golf, but he is the world number one.
By a mile.
It's not even close. The fact that he is choking is not on being paired with Henley. Like, that's on him choking.
Yeah, but it's how he's changing his game. Like, right. I think Tiger Woods was, we all know, on the course, singularly focused in a way that we have never seen an athlete in our lifetime. When you're reliant on the other guys to get their second shot and you're hitting his shot instead of your shot,
right.
I do think it would play listen, I think Scotty, you know, should be able to play through it. It's not like he just found out about the tournament yesterday, but for whatever reason, the best golfers in America don't tend to do great in the Ryder Cup.
And it's like,
meanwhile, Rory, the world number two, was awesome.
And he is the number two.
And took a lot of abuse and was awesome. You have to give it to him.
It's like, you know, team sport athletes like Brady and Jordan, they can elevate other guys or they can say, all right, I'll put the team on my back and let me go do it, and they don't mind the pressure of having to carry. And I'm not saying this is the case in the situation here. Was it Rory? Is that the guy they talking about?
Rory, we were talking about Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler, excuse me.
You confused me.
Yeah, I don't know Scotty Scheffler. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm just saying that sometimes in individual sport like golf, your success isn't about you having to carry somebody or what somebody else does.
And it just means more to Europe. It does. Like, those guys, the best athletes.
What, those guys crying?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
but
God.
It was like the crying lasted for quite some time.
Yeah,
I know.
Well,
it's like you got to get a couple together, 10 countries just to contend. But it's much more important for them. Until it's as important, it's not going to mean as much. Like today, everybody's talking about the NFL, whereas in Ireland, they're having like a ticker tape parade.
Shane Lowry year.
Right. New York's named streets Shane Lowry Road.
Yeah. All right. Can we open the window, world of Boston weather window, for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, and get the forecast for today, please?
Ooh. Let's start here, Foxborough. Feels like 70 right now, although the temperature is 65. It's going to feel like 80, but it's going to be in the mid-70s, partly cloudy today here in the Boston area. Tomorrow night, game one, 6:08 first pitch in the Bronx. Going to be 72 degrees, cloudy, no precipitation in the area. We will be all set. They will not have any delays or issues getting these games in the wild card round.
Okay, get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Shime, I kept looking for you on the sideline of yesterday's game with your visor, your pencil,
your play calling sheet, and your squirrel tail. I was waiting for you. I mean, Josh McDaniels called a good game. What play did you keep saying you wanted to run? Play action, run up the seam?
I mean, I wasn't invited to be on the sideline, but I'd love to be.
You gave Josh McDaniels his props today.
Yeah, I thought that first TD drive that the Patriots had was, as I said, masterful play calling. I thought it was excellent. And then the rest of the game, I mean, you were just milking a massive lead and running the ball. Like, it was good, efficient football. That's all it was.
What hat are you wearing today?
My Greg Hill Foundation hat.
Oh, from this angle, it almost looked like it was like a Ryder Cup hat.
Oh,
and
no,
I was going to say, like...
Mm. I will say those gray ones that they were wearing on Saturday. Was that Saturday or was that Friday, Shime? The gray ones with the USA?
Might have been Saturday.
Those things are money. Love those hats. And speaking of visors, I saw a photo of somebody who was taking a little break on Nantucket over the weekend, who had a young lady had a Seven Rings visor on. So they must be making the Seven Rings visors for Jordan and friends if they want to wear those around.
Seven?
Yeah.
Six plus hers.
Six plus hers.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord in
that's
heaven.
That's what he changed the boat to.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was wearing that proudly around Nantucket this weekend.
Love it.
Her ring counts. What, you haven't seen that yet, Curtis?
I have such douche chills.
I'm sure Mitch can probably find it for Twitch or YouTube. They were paparazzi.
Can we section Bill Belichick into detox from this chick?
Like, it's a big ring she has, though.
I mean this sincerely. Yeah. Bridgewater State Division 6 cheerleading.
Yeah, there you go.
There's Bill, please.
There's the Seven Rings visor.
Holding nice hands.
In the white.
Yeah.
Oh, looking, Lord.
Looking good.
Bill.
Good. Go ahead.
They look very happy.
Good.
Stockholm Syndrome.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go with the overpraise, the overrated, overration of the Patriots. They played two really bad teams, Miami and the Panthers, and they won. And they played two decent teams, Vegas and the Steelers, and they lost. Let's come back down to earth, please, especially Curtis.
Well, listen, if they just barely beat them yesterday, then I guess I might be on board there. But they went 42 unanswered points. I mean, I
can't win. I'm either too positive or too negative.
Right. Yeah.
We'll find out Sunday night, right?
But, like, also, they easily could have won that Pittsburgh game if they didn't turn the ball over, I don't know, five times? Like, if you turn it over three times instead of five, you might actually win that football game. That's a great point. That's how good they are.
Statistically, they dominated the last two games.
Right. Yeah.
But you can always make that case of, like, if you would have did this, if you would have did that.
No, but I mean,
they
tripled the yards. Oh, yeah. They had far more first downs.
I completely agree with you. And, it always comes. I always look at the moment of what you're in and what you do. And like I said, I don't really find there to be a dominant team in the NFL. Who's dominant in the NFL?
Bills.
Buffalo.
That's even the Bills, though. The Bills struggled with the Dolphins at home.
Struggled yesterday.
Miami had a chance to...
Wiggy, like, when you actually watch that game, they didn't struggle in those games.
This is where you can't do it one way and the other way. In that Miami game, if Tua doesn't throw the worst interception possible...
Awful throw.
And going into the red zone, there's a chance that Miami can win that football game. You can't then say, well, if the Patriots don't have five fumbles, well, you could do that with everything.
Well, no, but that's what the argument is from some, which is that you guys are all excited about this win, and the Panthers stink. So,
I look at it like there's no dominant team. You dominated a team in the National Football League. I don't think there's a dominant team in the NFL.
But, Wiggy, go to 03, 04, those Patriots teams that set the record for most consecutive wins.
Mm-hmm.
They were all one-score games. Almost every one of those was one-score games. So even though they were dominant and they're winning, the games specifically were not blowouts.
Eagles are pretty good. Eagles
but even the Eagles, right? Even the Eagles were down, 20 points to the Rams, and they came back and won that football game. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of, I'm not giving the credits like a whole bunch of credit like the Patriots now are going to win the Super Bowl. I just don't find there to be a team that is dominant that the Patriots can't be, but they can still lose to anybody.
Do you agree with Boomer who said this morning the Patriots are a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And that's why, so when they beat a team like Carolina, yeah, I'm not going to go crazy and, you know, break out the confetti, but I'm also not going to go, well, it's just Carolina, right, because, you know, the Bills struggled with the Saints.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Greg, what a weekend. Sedan hit the walk-off hit on Friday to send us into the playoffs. The weather smoke blessed us with some great weather all weekend. And, of course, the Patriots blasted the Panthers. Let's freaking go. Hashtag spank the Yanks.
It has been weather-wise unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, like, it's been really hard.
Since June, it's been great.
It's a bit hot for me right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm ready for the 60s. Give me, like, low 60s.
I don't know how anybody...
Well, Greg, not ready for the 60s.
No.
I don't know how anybody could not want to live in Florida.
I know.
Like, you know, if this is the weather in Florida, like, you know, during September, October, November, like, I would take it all day long. I don't know how people go, you know, let's move out of Florida.
Well, you don't get, you wouldn't get the foliage down there.
Oh. F the foliage. I don't need the foliage. No, guess what? Those palm trees are pretty nice.
What kind of a person says F the foliage?
Yeah, listen, palm trees and beach, that's better than looking at orange leaves.
Sweltering in July in Florida. Yeah. Gross.
There's this great thing called air conditioning.
Yeah, right. And guess what? You can't do from basically middle of November to March 1st. Can't go outside because of the 60 feet of snow.
And November. The snow comes later nowadays.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Hey, Shime, listen to the Sunday football show, and sounded great. Your banter back and forth with Ted was awesome. But I do got to ask, I need an emergency top five hottest NFL coaches that would dress as a furry with you.
We did do an emergency top five hottest coaches in the NFL. That did.
You did?
Yeah. Some handsome coaches out there, Wiggy. Handsome coaches in right now.
Okay, who did you what's the top five? I'll play along here.
Sean McVay.
Dan Campbell.
No. Matt LaFleur, Dave Canales.
Was Andy Reid on the list?
Ooh,
no. D'Amico Ryans, and then KOC.
And what?
Kevin O'Connell was the last.
Okay. All right.
KOC.
Hey, Shime, do you still have the same thoughts on Josh McDaniels? Patriots haven't scored over 30 points since the 2022 season, and they've already scored more than 30 in just four games, with basically the same receivers with the addition of Def Diggs. And Wiggy, don't forget, Wu-Tang is forever.
Yeah,
that's right.
Great shirt today, Wiggs.
I think Josh McDaniels has done a great job.
Yeah.
Since week one. Like, I mean, there's still a couple plays that you're like, Josh, what are we doing here? Like, and he's always had that. Even when Brady was the quarterback, it's like, all right, it's 3rd and 3, Josh. You got Tom Brady as the quarterback, and you're running a toss play. But I think overall, he's done a good job. I think he's had some good play calls. I think it was more of them telling Drake, hey, just take care of yourself. And Drake got into his own head in the first game. That's why his running was a little bit off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's really done a good job with Josh McDaniels. That's why my lead this morning was, can you imagine if Drake May had a legit number one? And I'm not just using A.J. Brown as
that
guy.
Well, you say it every time anybody is disgruntled and nobody ever ends up coming here. So
right, but
I love the energy, but it just never happens.
No, I'm not saying that it does, but those disgruntled guys always end up moving, right? So they always end up going someplace else.
If I'm the Eagles, I would trade with the Patriots. Like, I wouldn't trade them in conference. I would get them out of the NFC.
Right.
And the Patriots aren't a big threat. And until they are at what Robert Kraft says they do every year, which is the cap, there is no reason. You could front load the crap out of a new deal.
Right.
And obviously the cap doesn't matter, but even if you believed in it.
Right.
You trade a second round pick. Look at how bad they are at drafting receivers. They literally haven't drafted a receiver well since Deion Branch. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't trade a second and a fifth. Who cares? A fourth.
Yeah, you might even be able to get away with a third round because he's so disgruntled. And they probably, like, do you think the Philadelphia Eagles go, we need A.J. Brown?
No.
Right. So they're probably like, we don't want this guy, you know. I would think that, you know, maybe and I guess it's more because of the relationship that he has with Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see Drake May, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I don't want to see Drake May. If he looks like he has the potential to be good, let's say he has a good game against Buffalo. What are we doing here, and why are we waiting to give him a real number one?
Why are we wasting time?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? All right, every Greg, we talk about Josh Allen. Look what happened with Josh Allen with Steph Diggs. We obviously talk about Mahomes when he had Tyreek Hill. You think of like all the good quarterbacks and what they're able to do.
Burrow with Chase. And,
yeah. So why would you not give that guy? Aren't you doing him a disservice?
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Sean.
Courtney, what an addition to the show you've been. I am so happy for you and Santo. I think you're going to be great parents. You're going to be a wonderful mother. I do ask one big favor, though. Please let Santo teach the child English. Please.
Santo was an English major in college, he's got that.
Okay.
He's got that.
Well, Andy was in the a cappella group.
Correct.
Yep, the Do Re Migos.
Yep.
So I would assume that young Santo will probably have a great voice.
I don't know. I have such a bad voice that it's probably going to.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
No, I have my mom tells me all the time.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true.
How dare you guys try challenge the nerd on what whales eat? Have you guys not learned your lesson yet? Chime is a nerd. Will always be a proud nerd. Please, please do not challenge him when it comes to anything statistically. Please.
Oh. That was a good poll. I had no idea what
was it called. Grill?
Krill. K-R-I-L-L. Yeah.
Grill. By the way, yesterday, great wing bar at Lincoln.
Yes.
But I didn't realize they were spicy. James had his first chicken wing, and he's making all these weird faces.
The first time he's had a buffalo chicken wing.
Right. He's this tenders guy.
Yeah.
And then this lady, very sweet, was like, oh, my God, Chris, James, those are really spicy.
Yeah, they will kick to it.
Go kick to it.
You seem to enjoy the wings.
Yeah. They weren't buffalo, but they had a nice little kick to it.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that they weren't fried, but I don't know how they prepared them.
Well, they do them in the oven with the fire. They have they're wood fired.
Yeah. Right. So they were really good. The seasoning on them was good. They'd have a little spice to it, but it wasn't super spicy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
I would have loved to, the way that they had those wings set up, and I'm no cook, but I'm always the person afterwards going, ooh, I wish they would have did those wings in lemon pepper. Like, you know how
the adjuster.
But you're not a good cook. You're like, man.
What did you think of the grade on the lemon pepper wangs that we had Saturday before Ty's event?
Oh, at Ba Louie, right?
Yes,
they were good. They were good. I like those lemon pepper wings. I could always go for the more lemon pepper, the better. Mm.
Oh, I'm getting a toe cramp right now.
Ooh, that means you're not hydrated.
Do you want to see it?
Is that gout?
See,
nobody wants to see it, Greg.
Middle one, no, I see it.
God, Greg, put those away.
See,
nasty. Yeah.
That thing is
He's
painful.
Shaking.
What are we doing?
No, you don't. You
have
to pay for that.
Stretch them out.
No, you just.
Do you take water or do you eat a banana for something like that?
I mean, I'm full on seltzer. Although
that's
you tell me
hydration.
You don't like the Okay. Anything else, Sean?
Nope. That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Hill Notes, as always, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that flew by. It seems like it was just hours ago that we were pulling into a dark Gillette Stadium celebrating a win. And so, great show today. Thank you, everybody.
And
great
the work. Listeners of the show, I can only imagine what it's been like for Courtney, but the amount of strangers that have come up and said, please tell Courtney congratulations for me.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners are so nice.
People have been so kind.
And I'm like, F off. What do you think about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get anybody trying to rub the belly yesterday?
Dale.
Nobody's touched yet except
right.
Ty.
Yeah.
Oh, Ty
on Saturday, which I'm all for.
You were okay with that.
Yeah. Dale's here.
Stop. Wait till you stop poking out a little bit more.
I am poking out right now. My shirts are all becoming belly shirts.
All right. Well, that's... Oh, you had something you want to mention?
Yeah. I want to give a big plug to my man, Freddie, from Meridian Market. You know how much I love Meridian Market. His kid, they're in the 5G Friday Night Mobile, and you'll love this, Courtney, because this is right up your alley. Their high school, Wyndham High School in New Hampshire, is competing. They have already won $25,000. They're trying to win the $1 million prize. They're the only Division I high school in New Hampshire without lights.
Oh, wow.
And the $1 million prize goes to like field turf and, you know, lights or whatever it is to improvements of your stadium. Huh. So, and Gronk has did like a little thing for them because they won. So it's for the T-Mobile Friday Night Light 5G contest.
Okay.
So
people can vote for them?
Yeah, you could go vote for it. You go, just go to like Meridian Market. They got signs up and, you know, go check out my man over there, and you'll be able to go right and vote. Or Wyndham High School, they're probably putting out all types of stuff. So I told them, you know, I plug them over there because they always hook your boy up with some great sandwiches.
Okay, excellent. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keefe are next. Ty Law on the show tomorrow. So your opportunity all day long to talk New England Patriots football and Red Sox baseball.
Playoffs
tomorrow.
Big time.
We are back in the morning. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.